Father, as we reflect on your written word, I pray that through my spoken word, we may encounter the living word, even Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Well, thank you for reading those readings for us. I'm Beth. Today I want to talk to you about one of the most amazing women in the early church, Tabitha or Dorcas. We almost miss her story. After all, most of Acts chapter 9 is taken up with the conversion of Saul, who later came to St. Paul. You could say typical man is trying to snatch the limelight. But Luke, the author of Acts, provides such details about Tabitha Dorcas' story, and she leaves an amazing legacy in that part of the world. In the main aspect, she's described as being full of good works and acts of charity to the poor, which she was continually doing. So who is this woman? Who is this woman identified as a disciple, a generous supporter of the poor? We're told that in Hebrew, her name is Tabitha. In Greek, her name is Dorcas. It's the same word, means gazelle in English. But she's known by the Jews in the Hebrew way, and she's known by the Gentiles with a Greek name. She crossed borders. She crossed cultures. She's not mentioned in relation to a man. She's not said the son of, daughter of, or married to, or the child mother of, as so often happens throughout the scriptures. This is a woman in her own right. Her acts of charity are assigned to her alone. The scenario that probably best fits this situation is she's a relatively wealthy, young widow. But Tabitha Dorcas's life was cut short. After an illness that appears to have been short and sudden, she dies. So why is this story of this relatively wealthy young widow here in the scripture? What does it have to say to us in the 21st century here in Warburg Epiphany? Well, I think she can teach us a lot about the nature of mission. And since both St. Augustine's and St. Thomas's are currently working out what their mission is, we could do well to pay attention to this woman and how she worked out her vision and her mission. So the first thing that we hear about Tabitha Dorcas is that she was a disciple, literally a follower of Jesus Christ. Our reading opened with, at Joppa there was a certain disciple. Now amazingly, she is the only woman in the whole of the New Testament to be specifically called a disciple. The rest of the time they're called the disciples and the women. Not only that, I believe this is the only occurrence of the feminine form of the word disciple in the whole of the scriptures. I'll defer to my expert on Greek. But Luke is deliberately highlighting that the most defining characteristic, the most defining character of this woman is that she's a disciple, a follower of Jesus Christ. It's interesting when people meet you and have a conversation with you in a social gathering and they say, hello, who are you and what do you do? Have you noticed that's always the questions they ask? And somehow you have to mutter something about what your work is, and it's deeply embarrassing when you're a vicar because it goes dead quiet. But it's also deeply embarrassing and disempowering if you happen to be ill or disabled or, dare I say, retired. But Tabitha Dorcas, she is known as a follower of Jesus Christ. That's what stands her out. That's what defines her. Everything else flows from that. And this is mission. If people know we are Christians by our lives, we don't need words. We don't need actions. It's simply who we are. Mission flows from the way we live our lives. It starts by following Jesus. The second thing we know about Tabitha Dorcas is that she lives in Joppa. Now, Joppa was a bustling port city. I believe, looking at my other expert in the room, it's now currently part of Tel Aviv, I believe. Jaffa, yeah. Yeah. That part of the world. But very much a profitable, thriving port town. And like all major port towns, it served a profitable trade. There were wealthy people there. Merchants. But there were also people who fell between the cracks. And Tabitha Dorcas chooses to serve the people who fell between the cracks. Interestingly, many of the poor are described a bit later on in the passage as widows. But unlike Tabitha Dorcas, these widows would have been destitute. Because many women, without a family to support them, would be forced to beg. And if you're forced to beg, where do you get the best pickings? You go to the richest town, the richest part of town, and you ask for money there. That's why they would have migrated to Joppa. It was also a port full of sailors. And you know what that means. A woman in every port. Many of these widows, I don't think it's too stretched of imagination, would also have been prostitutes. Working to support themselves. Maybe even their children. And we're told that Tabitha Dorcas was always doing good and loving the poor. This wasn't a once a week. This was a continually loving and doing good. And I wonder if our faith is expressed in that continually doing good. How do we express ourselves all the time as continuously being a disciple full of good works? It comes as a challenge to us, doesn't it? But this woman makes a huge impact through her actions. She serves the most needy. She serves Normanton. Down at St. Thomas's, we now, in recent months, have been holding a sexual health clinic for prostitutes, supporting the most vulnerable, those who fall through the cracks. This is mission. It's not just living Christian lives, but actively reaching out to those in most need. Mission is doing the work of God among those who need to know God's love. The third thing we know about Tabitha Dorcas is that she has a talent. She has a talent for making clothes. That's a bit more than simply cutting out the pattern of the material and sewing it together. In those days, you would have also had to get the fibre in the first place and spin it, and then thread it through a loom and create the material in the first place. And probably not many widows would have owned looms. And they would not have had their own clothing. They'd have been forced to live on what they had or borrowed. But Tabitha Dorcas seems to have some money because she's able to make the clothes and probably sell the clothes on the merchant trade to get some money. But as part of her labour of love on her part, she uses her labour to help others. She uses her skill in needle and thread to share the love and the message of Christ. How do we know that? Well, we see a bit later in the passage when Peter arrives that the first thing he's confronted with is a whole lot of widows showing him their clothes, saying, "She made these for us." They're demonstrating not just, wasn't she a good sewer? They're saying, this woman showed us love. This woman showed us concern. She used her skill and her talent to help share the good news. When I come here on a Wednesday morning and see Gathering Place in action, I see members of this congregation using their skills and their talents to support others, to help others, people who come through from our street. Because this is mission. Using the skills and the talents that God gives us, spiritual and practical. Mission involves the whole person to share God's kingdom here in Normanton. And we hear so much about this woman, and yet when we first encounter her, she's actually died. There's something strange here. This woman is dead. Now, the Jewish people, it was their custom to bury the dead very soon after the death, typically on the same day. But here in Joppa, they've laid her out in an upper room, and the funeral arrangements are on hold for quite a few days. Because they send out to Lydda, which is about 6 hours away, a message to get Peter to come, and then he'll be 6 hours back. Because they've heard that Peter healed a paralysed man. In the name of Jesus Christ. It seems that these Christians in Joppa are so hopeful that Tabitha Dorcas might even be raised to life, that their faith means that they will send a message to Peter 6 hours away. And Peter, seeing their faith, is persuaded to come at once, we read. Tabitha Dorcas is making an impact even in her death. She inspires faith in others. A Christ-filled life is attractive because people can see God at work among us. Christ at work in our community, a loving community. I've been privileged to be part of this parish for 11 years now. I have taken the funeral of a number of members of this congregation. And important people to people in this church. And they spoke volumes to me. They still influence my ministry now through their faith. A good, filled life can influence you and inspire you in faith. This is mission. Helping people to trust in God. Inspiring faith. Even when we may be ill or even dead. Mission is living a faith that inspires others to faith. And so we come to the amazing finale. And the miracle is that Peter almost follows word for word what Jesus taught him to do. That passage we read from Jairus, Jesus takes Peter with him into the upper room And if you notice, it's almost the same actions. Peter puts them all outside. He kneels down and prays. He turns to the body. He says, Tabitha, get up. Not Talitha, get up. And then she opens her eyes and sees Peter. She sits up. Peter has learned what he did for the Master. Peter has learned from Jesus. He sees God at work in his own life by following what Jesus says. And Luke concludes the story not with a miracle, but in exactly the same way as he concludes the story of Jesus, he concludes it with a mission. This story became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord as a consequence. What an amazing life. A life, a death, and now her resurrection speak of a faith, and that so many believed in the Lord and hear her story, including you today, 21 centuries later. Wonder what it would be like for our story, St. Augustine at St. Thomas's, with our story. Are we willing to follow what Jesus teaches us? Look out for what he's taught us? Become the conduit to doing what he did? This is mission. God working through us as witness to this community. Mission has been open for what God wants to do in our lives. So what have we learned from the life of Tabitha Dorcas? We learned that she followed Jesus, showed his grace and generosity, not with words, because mission flows from the way we live our lives. She offered her hands and her heart to those in need. Mission is doing the work of God so that people know God's love. We see that Tabitha Dorcas used practical skills and abilities she had for God's purpose. Mission involves our whole person to share God's kingdom. Tabitha Dorcas, even in her death, inspires faith in others. Mission is living a faith-filled life that inspires others to faith. And the miracle of her resurrection, through Peter following the example of Jesus, means that mission has been open to what God wants to do in our lives. I wish us all that we might follow those examples as we write our mission plan in each hub in the coming weeks. Amen.